All right, let's do it. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into something that might sound a little dry, but trust me, this is important stuff. Pension plan and ERISA case arbitration.
Yeah,
we're going there. Now, we've got a fantastic resource to guide us through this, an article from the American Arbitration Association International Center for Dispute Resolution, AAAICDR for short. Basically, the folks who pretty much wrote the book on arbitration best practices, right?
Absolutely. The AAAICDR's reputation is global, and their expertise in this area is second to none.
So they've laid out these insightful guidelines for arbitrators who are handling, let's face it, some pretty complex cases. We're talking about people's retirement funds, their futures. So we're going to unpack all of this and see what it really means, you know, for folks like you and me.
Right, because at the end of the day, these cases are about people, their hopes for a secure retirement. And the AAAICDR plays a vital role in making sure that the process is fair and efficient.
Exactly. So let's get down to brass tacks. Why is arbitration so often the chosen route for these types of disputes?
Well, you have to consider the nature of these cases, right? Pension plans, ERISA cases, they're often tangled up in complex legal and financial questions. Traditional court proceedings, they can drag on forever, get incredibly expensive. Arbitration, it offers a more focused approach. You've got a neutral expert guiding the whole process.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot between efficiency and fairness, especially when we're talking about something as critical as retirement funds. Now, this article, they keep coming back to this idea of active case management. What's the big deal about that?
Well, it's more than just, you know, sitting there and presiding over a hearing passively. It means the arbitrator is really in the driver's seat, shaping the entire process to make sure it's fair and it's efficient. I think of it like a legal chess game. The arbitrator, they're the grandmaster, they're thinking ahead, anticipating roadblocks, and strategically guiding the case towards a resolution.
I like that, a legal grandmaster. Okay, so how does that actually play out in practice? What kind of moves is this legal grandmaster making?
One key tactic is in narrowing down those legal and factual issues right from the start. It prevents the case from getting bogged down in, you know, irrelevant details, helps everyone stay focused on what really matters.
So it's kind of like decluttering that legal battlefield. And this is where the preliminary conference comes in, right?
Yeah.
More than just a nice to meet you, it's a chance to really set the stage for a more efficient process.
Exactly. It's crucial. The preliminary conference is where the arbitrator, working with both sides, establishes the ground rules. They confirm key details, things like how evidence will be exchanged, and even discuss potential issues that might require rulings before we even get to the main hearing.
Ah, you're talking about those bifurcated rulings. So for our listener, imagine there's a big legal question, something that could have a huge impact on the case. The arbitrator might decide to tackle that separately, issue a preliminary ruling to clear the air before moving on to the main event.
Exactly. That kind of strategic move can be a game changer. If you're ever involved in a case like this, knowing about this tactic, understanding you can potentially request a bifurcated ruling, that could save you a lot of time and money down the road.
It's like clearing a major hurdle early on. Streamlines the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, we can't avoid this one. We have to talk about discovery, that evidence gathering stage. It often feels like a potential black hole, right? How can an arbitrator keep things from going completely off the rails?
Well, the article really emphasizes the importance of encouraging cooperation between both sides. The arbitrator can set clear expectations about what's relevant, what's not, encourage the use of technology to, you know, manage all those documents efficiently, even suggest alternative dispute resolution methods like mediation. Resolve disagreements before they turn into full-blown battles.
So it was all about being proactive, preventing things from getting too messy and too expensive. I guess you could say the arbitrator is kind of like a referee, making sure it's a fair fight without letting it descend into a chaotic brawl.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And we have to remember, with pension and ERISA cases, there's often a lot of sensitive financial information involved. And that brings us to this concept of privilege logs.
Privilege logs. Sounds a bit like something out of a spy movie.
Well, in essence, it's a way to protect confidential information. If a company believes certain documents shouldn't be shared, they can create this detailed list, the privilege log, explain why each item is being withheld. It's about transparency, but also protecting sensitive data.
So it's all about finding that balance between safeguarding confidentiality and ensuring a fair and transparent process.
Precisely. And this is just one example of how an active case management approach can really shape the course of a pension plan or ERISA case, protecting everyone's rights while making sure the dispute is resolved efficiently and fairly.
So it's not just about being neutral. It's about being engaged, proactive, making sure everyone is playing by the rules and that the process is moving forward in a way that makes sense.
Absolutely. It's a delicate balance, but a crucial one.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork. We've got those active case management techniques in mind. Now, let's see how this all plays out in a real-world scenario. I understand you've got a pretty compelling case study for us.
I do. This case really brings to life how those principles we've been discussing can have a real impact on people's lives. It involves a company facing some tough financial times and the subsequent fallout with their employees over pension benefits.
A situation I think a lot of people can relate to, unfortunately. Tough economic times often lead to some difficult decisions. So walk us through what happened.
Well, this company, they were struggling to stay afloat. And they made the tough choice to lay off a portion of their workforce and freeze their pension plan. This meant employees who were, you know, expecting certain benefits in the future were suddenly told, sorry, those benefits are no longer guaranteed.
I can imagine that didn't go over well.
Right.
Those employees, they were counting on those benefits for their retirement.
Yeah.
So what recourse did they have, legally speaking?
Well, pension plans, they are protected to a certain extent, but there are legal complexities that allow companies to make changes under certain circumstances.
Yeah.
But, and this is key, those changes can be challenged. And that's exactly what happened in this case. The employees, feeling betrayed, worried about their financial futures, they filed a lawsuit against the company.
A group of workers taking on a big corporation sounds like a classic David versus Goliath story. What were the main arguments in this case?
The employees argued that the company had violated the terms of its own pension plan. They said the freeze was unfair, unjustified. The company, of course, they denied any wrongdoing. They claimed they were acting within their legal rights, that the freeze was necessary for the company's survival, which ultimately would benefit everyone, including the employees.
It's a tough spot for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. So where does the AAA ICDR and their arbitration expertise come into play?
Well, both sides, realizing that a court battle could drag on for years and cost a fortune, opted for arbitration. They chose an arbitrator from the AAA ICDR's roster of experts, someone specializing in pension plan law and ERISA regulations.
It seems like a smart move considering the complexity of the issues. So how did the arbitrator apply those active case management principles we were talking about earlier?
Well, from the get-go, the arbitrator took charge, conducted a very thorough preliminary conference, set clear ground rules, established a firm timeline, and really focused everyone on the core issues of the dispute. They also managed the discovery process very tightly, made sure both sides had access to all the relevant information while preventing any unnecessary delays or legal maneuvering.
So they really were that legal grandmaster, steering the case efficiently while keeping things fair. So what was the final outcome?
Well, the arbitrator's ruling, it wasn't a clear-cut victory for either side. They acknowledged that the company did have the legal right to freeze the pension plan, but they also found that the company hadn't done a good enough job of communicating those changes to their employees.
So a split decision, with both sides having something to think about. What were the implications of that ruling?
The company was required to implement better communication practices for any future changes to benefits, ensure greater transparency with their workforce. The employees, while they didn't get a full restoration of their benefits, they did get a sense of validation. Their concerns were heard, and the company was held accountable for its actions.
This shows that arbitration isn't always about clear winners and losers. It's about finding that balanced resolution that promotes fairness and accountability.
Exactly. And this case really underscores how those active case management techniques we discussed earlier can have a real, tangible impact on the outcome. The arbitrator's proactive approach, it made the process more efficient, more equitable for everyone involved.
It's a powerful reminder that choosing an arbitrator with the right expertise, someone who really knows pension plan law and ERISA regulations inside and out, that's absolutely crucial.
Absolutely. It can make all the difference. Their ability to cut through those complexities, analyze the evidence objectively, and reach a solution that addresses those core issues. It's pivotal.
This case study, I think it offers some really valuable insights for anyone who might be facing a similar situation. Knowing how these principles play out in the real world, that can be incredibly empowering. Now let's shift gears a bit. Let's explore some of the broader implications of what we've learned today.
Sounds good to me.
We've really delved into the nuances of these pension plan and ERISA case arbitrations, explored those critical active case management techniques, and even analyzed a real-world example. But now, let's step back for a moment. Consider the bigger picture. What are the key takeaways for our listener?
I think the most important takeaway is this. Knowledge is power. Even if you never find yourself in a pension dispute, understanding that these mechanisms exist, that there are avenues to address grievances and seek fair resolutions, that's incredibly valuable.
It's like having a roadmap, even if you never have to take that particular journey. Just knowing the path is there can be a real comfort. But let's say someone is facing a potential pension issue. What practical advice can we offer?
First and foremost, do your research. Get familiar with your plan documents, with ERISA regulations, and if necessary, talk to a lawyer who specializes in this area. The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to navigate the process and protect your interests.
Knowledge is power, absolutely. Especially when it comes to something as important as your retirement security. But beyond individual empowerment, this deep dive has also shown us the importance of systemic awareness.
I completely agree. By understanding how these cases work, we gain a better understanding of pension systems as a whole, the role of corporate responsibility, and the importance of impartial dispute resolution mechanisms.
It really highlights how interconnected these issues are, how individual cases can shed light on those broader challenges and potential areas for improvement.
Exactly. And this awareness, it can lead to action. We can have more informed discussions about retirement security, advocate for policies that strengthen pension protections, and hold both companies and policymakers accountable.
It's a call to be informed and engaged citizens, right? Recognizing that even these seemingly technical legal matters, they have a real impact on our society, on our economy. So to wrap things up, what's the one lasting thought we want to leave our listener with?
I'd say it's this. Awareness of these best practices for arbitration can lead to better outcomes, not just for the individuals involved in disputes, but for the entire system. When both sides understand the process, the potential for fairness and efficiency increases. It can lead to more equitable resolutions and maybe even prevent some disputes from arising in the first place.
It's like raising the bar for everyone, creating a more transparent and accountable environment, which ultimately benefits both workers and employers.
Right, and that contributes to a more stable and secure retirement landscape for everyone. If anyone wants to dig deeper into this, I highly recommend checking out the full article on the AAA ICDR blog. It's a great resource for information on arbitration and dispute resolution.
Great point. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of pension plan and ERISA case arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay engaged, and safeguard your future.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork, you know, with those active case management techniques. Now, let's see how this all plays out, like, in a real-world scenario. I understand you've got, like, a really interesting case study for us.
I do, yeah. This case, it really shows how those kind of abstract principles we talked about, how they can actually impact people's lives. It involves this company, and they were facing some serious financial difficulties. And then, of course, what happens? Fallout with their employees over pension benefits.
Yeah, a situation I think a lot of folks out there have experienced, unfortunately. When times get tough, businesses got to make some tough choices. So walk us through this one.
All right. So this company, they were really struggling to stay afloat, and they ended up having to lay off a chunk of their workforce. And on top of that, they decided to freeze their pension plan. So these employees who were, you know, expecting to receive certain benefits down the line, they're suddenly being told, nope, sorry, not guaranteed anymore.
Oof. I bet that didn't go over well. I mean, those employees were relying on those benefits. You know, that's their retirement security.
Yeah.
So what could they do, legally speaking?
Right. Well, pension plans, they are protected to a certain degree, but there are some, let's say, legal loopholes that allow companies to make changes under certain specific circumstances, of course. But here's the important thing. Those changes can be challenged. And in this case, that's exactly what happened. The employees, they felt betrayed. They were understandably worried about their financial futures. So they took action, filed a lawsuit against the company.
So we've got a group of workers going up against this big corporation. Sounds like a classic David and Goliath situation. What were the main points of contention, the arguments in this case?
Well, the employees, they claimed the company had straight up violated the terms of their pension plan. They argued that the freeze was unfair, totally unjustified. The company, on the other hand, they denied any wrongdoing, naturally. They said, hey, we were just acting within our legal rights. This freeze was necessary for the company to survive. And their argument was, look, ultimately this benefits everyone, even the employees, in the long run.
It's a tough situation all around, for sure. So how does the AAA ICDR and their arbitration expertise, how do they fit into all of this?
Well, both sides, they realized that going to court, it could drag on forever, cost a ton of money. So they decided to go the arbitration route. They selected an arbitrator from the AAA ICDR's roster, specifically someone who specialized in, you guessed it, pension plan law and ERISA regulations.
That seems like the right move, given how complicated these issues can get. So how did this arbitrator, how did they use those active case management principles we talked about earlier?
Well, right from the beginning, this arbitrator took control of the situation. They had a really thorough preliminary conference, laid out some clear ground rules, set a firm timeline, and really made sure everyone was focused on the key issues at hand. And when it came to the discovery process, they kept a tight rein on everything, made sure both sides could access the necessary information, but also, you know, prevented any unnecessary delays or legal gamesmanship.
So they really were that legal grandmaster we talked about, keeping things moving efficiently, but also making sure everything stayed fair. So what happened in the end? What was the outcome?
Well, the arbitrator's ruling, it wasn't a clear victory for either side. They did acknowledge that legally the company had the right to freeze the pension plan. However, they also found that the company didn't do a good enough job communicating those changes to their employees.
So kind of a split decision. Both sides had something to consider. What were the implications of this ruling?
Well, the company, they were now obligated to improve their communication practices, especially when it came to future benefit changes. Basically, they had to be more transparent with their employees. The employees, on the other hand, while they didn't get their benefits fully restored, they did get a sense of validation, you know? Their concerns were heard, and the company was held accountable for their actions.
Yeah, it shows that arbitration isn't always about, you know, one side winning and the other losing. Sometimes it's more about finding a solution that's, well, fair.
Exactly. And this case really highlights how those active case management techniques, they can have a real practical impact. The arbitrator's proactive approach, it made the whole process more efficient, more equitable for everyone.
It's a good reminder that when you're choosing an arbitrator for these types of cases, having that specialized knowledge, someone who really understands pension plan law and ERISA regulations, that's super important.
Absolutely. It's essential. That ability to understand all the complexities, to look at the evidence objectively, and then to come up with a solution that actually addresses the core issues. It's crucial.
I think this case study offers some really valuable lessons for anyone who might be going through something similar. You know, understanding how these things play out in real life, that can be really empowering. Mm-hmm. So now let's take a step back and think about the broader implications of what we've learned. Okay, so we've really got into the weeds here. You know, all those nuances of pension plan and ERISA case arbitrations. We talked about those active case management techniques and even dove into that real world example. But let's zoom out a bit now. Look at the bigger picture. What's the takeaway for our listeners, you know, the folks tuning in?
Well, I think the big takeaway, the one thing to remember, is that knowledge, it really is power. Even if you never personally find yourself in, you know, a pension dispute, just knowing that these mechanisms exist, that there are ways to address grievances, to find fair resolutions, that in itself is valuable.
Yeah, it's like having that map, right?
Yeah.
Even if you never have to take that specific road trip. But let's say someone is, you know, facing a potential pension issue. What advice, what practical steps can we offer them?
First things first, arm yourself with information. Dig into those plan documents, get familiar with ERISA regulations, and if you need to, absolutely consult with an attorney, someone who specializes in this area. The more you know, the better prepared you'll be to navigate the process. Protect your own interests.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, especially when we're talking about retirement security. But thinking beyond, you know, individual empowerment,
This
deep dive has also really highlighted the importance of that systemic awareness.
Oh, for sure. By understanding how these cases work, how they unfold, it gives us insight into the complexities of the whole pension system, the role of corporate responsibility, and how important those impartial dispute resolution mechanisms really are.
Yeah, it underscores how everything is connected, right?
Yeah.
How these individual cases, they can shine a light on those bigger issues.
Exactly. And that awareness, it can spark action. We can have those informed discussions about retirement security, advocate for policies that actually protect pensions, hold both companies and policymakers accountable.
It's a call to action, right? Be informed, be engaged, because even these, you know, seemingly technical legal matters, they have a real impact on our society, our economy. So as we wrap up here, what's that one lasting thought, you know, The one we want to leave our listeners with?
I'd say this. Being aware of these best practices for arbitration, it can lead to better outcomes, not just for the individuals involved in the dispute, for the entire system. When everyone understands the process, it increases the chances of fairness, efficiency. It can lead to more equitable resolutions and maybe even prevent some of those disputes from happening in the first place.
So it's like raising the bar for everyone.
Right.
Creating a more transparent, accountable environment.
Exactly. Which yeah. ultimately benefits everyone involved.
Workers, employers, the whole system.
If you're interested in learning more about this, I highly recommend checking out the full article on the AAA ICDR blog. It's a fantastic resource packed with information on arbitration and dispute resolution.
Great suggestion. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of pension plan and ERISA case arbitration. Remember, knowledge is power. Stay informed, stay engaged, and safeguard your future.